In other words, we're putting a lot.
You do have the SAT test in the post-workforce readiness,
exactly.
Such,
yes.
At least in my mind, is an achievement measure,
yeah.
Not a POCS.
Why is it in there?
ACT is in UNA. I mean, we've always had the ACT results in post-secondary workforce readiness, as it was really an indicator of college readiness, and the cut points were set around the college readiness indicators.
And of the four metrics in post-workforce readiness, how much does ACT count?
It's been 4 points. So grad rate's been 4, disaggregated grad has been 4, right? 4.
I can pull it up. Let me pull it up before I tell you the wrong thing.
Way is much 4, right? Dropout is 4, and then ACT's been 4. And then the matriculation, the recommendation was to have that come in at 2 instead of 4, just as it's a new measure and there's all the concerns that we've heard about.
It just seems odd to have achievement as either 20% or 30% and then post-workforce is 40% and 30%. Does that mean that they're not really, we're not focusing on learning, but somehow they're still ready for the workforce? I mean, it just seems like an odd dissociation.
But they're learning. Maybe 50, 30, 20, with growth being 20 and PWR being 30.
So you're,
it is learning. I mean, you are learning.
So your current board rules state that the greatest emphasis is placed on the longitudinal growth and post-secondary workforce readiness performance indicators. So that's where we were working off from. You can change your board rules, but I know that's a process. But right now, that's what's set in there.
Yes.
If we just have two, option one and option two, to look at, and you're saying what we are currently counting for achievement is 15%, then we are doubling the amount of achievement. If we go much higher than that, it seems to me we aren't going to be able, it's going to be very skewed from what we've had in the past.
Yeah.
I think this is a quantum leap as it is, even if we individually want to pick other numbers out of the air.
Okay, let's.
You're talking option two.
So is there preference then for either one or two? All right, how many for number one? We'll start there. Okay. All right.
Do we have some right now?
It's lonely. Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we do. All right, option two.
I'm for one.
You're for one? Okay. That's two. All right, for option two. One, two, three, four. So it looks like it's option two. Okay. All right, and then we're down then to the ratings, which don't appear to require any decisions here.
So I think we just wanted to confirm what we've heard from you all previously in terms of how we would set those cut points for distinction, for districts, for distinction, for performance, for improvement, for priority improvement, for turnaround. And for schools, we don't have the distinction rating. We've got the performance improvement, priority improvement, turnaround. So again, it's the overall rating that we're talking about, the cut points. And what we've heard from you all is that you thought it made sense to keep those distributions about what they were in 2014. We want to make sure we look at the data when we see that and just kind of check trends and make sure somebody who's moved up a ton isn't getting thrown back just because of the distribution. But that the guiding point would be to keep it similar to 2014. And if that's still how you all feel, we just need a thumbs up.
The dollar amount with that too? Wasn't that the amount for each area? How much would we spend on that?
I think that was for the disaggregated groups. This is just for the overall ratings. But I think having some of that finance data along with the funding data along with the ratings is helpful information for people to see too.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
I think what I'm hearing is that we not change a whole lot of things drastically this coming year, but I for one certainly want to revisit. I would like to be able to look at what happens this year and then start thinking about opportunities to either raise the bar or change the allocations based on what's included in them. Like Steve, I struggle a little bit between the college readiness assessment being in PW and not being achievement.
Yeah, I think we ought to look at changing that.
I think we absolutely can talk about that, and then thinking about where PSAT goes to.
And PSAT, because we're not getting. It doesn't seem as though we're going to be telling families much about high school achievement.
No.
With the few things that are in there.
I think that's very true.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, any other questions?
You guys are good with the 2014 distribution.
Yep.
Okay.
I think we made that decision previous meetings.
Okay.
All right, further discussion. I think that's it. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
All right, and
we're letting them go. Really?
We're letting them go. So now, Ms. Birdsall, if you would like to announce the executive session, please, and then we'll ask the audience to leave, except those who are by law allowed to stay, and we will reconvene. Not later. Well, let's just set a firm time. We'll reconvene at 1:30. Okay. So, Ms. Birdsall.
An executive session has been noticed for today's state board meeting in conformance with 24.6.402.3A CRS to receive legal advice on specific legal questions pursuant to 24.6.402.3A Roman numeral 2 CRS and matters required to be kept confidential by federal law, rules, or state statutes pursuant to 24.6.402.3A Roman numeral 3 CRS.